Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Male Right Podcast. Today is episode number 422. For those of you who are numerologists, this is an incredibly lucky show. And the subject that we chose for this incredibly lucky number is, what does CRM mean in real estate in 2024? So we're going to dive deep into that and express what we think CRMs mean. John and I may actually disagree with this. I personally have been looking at the way the systems have been going and saying that really they're barely customer record management systems at all. And I think that we'll have a great dialogue. But before we get started with that, I would love it, John, if you could go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience, both new and old alike.
Oh, thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We are a CRM, a web page, website solution, and much, much more, with landing pages, email and text messaging campaigns, social media, all in one platform. What more could you ask for, beloved real estate agents? I do not know, but there we go. Back over to you, Robert.
Absolutely nothing. No, I have no idea if you can or cannot. But ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to dive into it. And for those of you listening to the show, for John, you know, there are literally over about 150 real estate CRMs. Customer Record Management System is what the acronym means. It's supposed to be a way for you to manage the relationship with your customer. These days, people have tied in lead generation activities along with customer record management systems. The drive, the push in the 16 years that I've been in this business has been for all-in-one systems. And that's fine. But all-in-one systems rarely actually work the way that you think that they're going to work. And as technology gets more robust, such as automated text messaging, automated email, user behavior response email, user behavior response text messaging, both of which exist inside the real estate space, well, you can't build an all-in-one system that does all of those things. So most of you end up using systems outside your system. And so customer record management system really is going back to the original definition. What do you need to manage contacts and information as it relates to a single individual? So why, John, do you think that somebody should use a CRM?
Well, it's just a way of organizing things than just using a pen and paper. It, in the context of this show, it has almost become so diluted what precisely a CRM is. But it's, I wouldn't say become worthless, but it really is in what you, the end user's really looking for. But in fairness, this discussion can equally be relevant outside the real estate industry. It affects all people utilizing a CRM, because what a CRM is, outside the specifics of this particular industry, there's ones like ActiveCampaign. Comparing ActiveCampaign to MailChimp, well, a better example would be Constant Contact. They're in the same space, but they are really designed for two totally different user bases. And I think the same thing can apply in the real estate industry with the different main products.
I agree with most of what you said, but I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to share my point of view on this. What I use the CRM for currently in my own business is I manage mostly a very basic set of interactions around calling clients. I don't even really pay too much attention to what emails have been sent to them, because I send out the same emails to all of my entire database simultaneously. I should probably make notes about whether they are or not in my Facebook group, but I don't even do that. The notes that I generally leave is products that we've talked about and things like that. Now, it's going to be different if you're a real estate agent, depending on the kind of relationships that you're trying to build. Over the years, there have been tools like Goldmine, which goes way back, Pipeline, which is more recent. There's even been tools created by individuals that actually broke the mold, such as Harvey McKay and his Swim with Sharks CRM that was around 20 years ago that at one time was the best-in-class CRM in the entire world. And that particular CRM focused on extremely detailed relationship building points of interest. At one point, you had 100 things. What was your alma mater? What was the name of your pets? And his reasoning was simple. Every single yes that he ever got was an incredibly valuable yes. It was worth chasing people for years and getting to know them and having all the information on their life easily at your fingertips. That, to me, is a customer record management system because you're managing a relationship with the customer. These days, CRMs have been scaled down, all those details gone. And what you're left with is broad notes fields where you're supposed to fill out the broad notes. And you can customize a CRM like Salesforce or HubSpot and spend a small fortune to do so if you have a sales team that's trained properly to ask all the questions and are proper relationship builders. All of this makes sense. What is much more likely in today's world is that you and your team are using a wide variety of apps to manage your productivity, such as a task app and a notes app, and then like Evernote, and then a like what you're calling a CRM. They're barely CRMs, in my opinion. They're barely CRMs. They're, I don't know, but should you use one to track the general comings and goings of information to an individual client? Of course, it depends on what your memory is and how sharp you are personally. Should I leave signposts for myself and then I remember? I just don't think that CRMs are what they used to be. And I think that most people are not probably using them the way that they should be using them. CRMs are more valuable for the companies providing them to you than they are for you generally, unless you're a master information collector and a master leverager of information in inside your closing process. How to pick a CRM system for you? How would you pick a CRM system?
Well, it really, because I think you kind of put the landscape there, because this kind of detailed, having a very small group of clientele that you have helped or will refer people to you, friends or relatives, and because you've kept very, I call it the Bodini method, because Bodini is...
Bodini, yeah, sorry.
Is they do one to what they do individual coaching and group coaching in the real estate industry. And they have got their own CRM. I forgot the name of it. I presume it's still going. I've looked at it for a couple of years. And it's fundamentally based around the principles that you initially outlined to keep very detailed notes about this. And they promote this idea that you just need these 200 to 300 close relationships, and that will generate enough referrals to you so you can have a great real estate career. That's not what MailRight's about. MailRight is focused about using Facebook and Instagram advertising, and we also provide a great WordPress website that won't entrap you. So if you want to build evergreen content or build more SEO-friendly content, you won't be entrapped in a situation where you ever stop paying or you want to leave for MailRight. You've got a bit of a problem. So we give that. But our concentration is utilising paid advertising, Facebook, Instagram, to landing pages, and then to send a series of email and text messaging, plus these extra services that we offer on the platform. But that's our core. Well, these relationships that you're going to attract through paid advertising are not deep. They're internet leads. They're a totally different animal. So if you don't think you're going to invest in a website and you've got no interest in paid advertisement, MailRight is not the right system for you. You shouldn't consider it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's just not your cup of tea, you know. And I'd say the same thing if somebody phoned up for a consultation. They were looking, that's how I would explain it to them.
The tools that I'm drifting towards, and I don't really have one, like I do, are big, broad catch-all tools. Like I use HubSpot for my agency, and it's sufficient. I've used in the past probably 100 CRMs. And if I was still an active day-to-day calling on the phone 6 hours, generating my business that way, I would absolutely be using a CRM system to do that kind of work. I've never found a CRM system connected to a dialer like Mojo that was really up to the task. Usually they're very limited. People are just trying to get you to use their tool. I would generally prefer a customized version of Salesforce if I really had to say, put my money where my mouth is and go deep. If I was running a WordPress website, I would be using HubSpot because it has so much great interactivity with WordPress in specific, making it an incredibly deep platform for that one website type. So, which is 25% of the web. So they have plenty of room to expand. Why should you use a CRM system? You should have a burning problem that you cannot fix with any other tool. And you need to understand, just very similar to anything that we talk about today's world, that when you say, I want a CRM, even if you're a single agent who's never had one before, that generally speaking, to get best use out of a CRM, if you download your leads into it, you're going to spend days organizing your data. CRMs are only as good as the person using them. Most people don't want to be organized at that level. No. And if you do organize at that level, there's all sorts of extra things that the CRM and the people promoting the CRM are going to tell you that you need, such as action plans and email templates and a process. And if you don't have those things, it's another rabbit hole to go down to get them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm just saying that if you do, you should have a very well-defined, pressing, burning need, and it shouldn't be your boss told you you need a CRM. That's my opinion.
Tim, with the MailRite system, anybody goes through our landing page, one of our landing pages, a lead magnet, it goes into the CRM. And we have also integrated it with IDX Broker and their logic gates. So if they hit the website we provide and it's using IDX Broker for the IDX feed, it also goes you've got a logic gate on the searches, property searches. They fill in their details. That will go into our CRM. But it's only aimed at individuals and couples. If you're a power agent and you've got a larger team, we suggest that you look at Follow Up Boss, and we can integrate MailRite with Follow Up Boss because they've got a really good API. I'm not talking about since they've been taken over, because that's more business, but they still have a really good API and we can do that. But I think it's the right tool in the right circumstance at the right moment. But I think you said it, the only good CRM is a CRM that you actually use, isn't it?
So when we come back, we're going to discuss how to pick a right CRM for you, how to identify your needs, how to understand if you do or don't have a pressing and burning need that satisfies your particular business. So, stay tuned and, we're going to dive into it.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back to episode number 422. It's your lucky episode. And it's our lucky number, 422. For those of you into numerology, is a very lucky number. Today, we stopped off at how to pick the right CRM system for you. So, John, you're talking about pricing in the show notes. That's where you jumped off, is talking about pricing. So why don't you kick us off with what you were thinking when you wrote that note?
Well, because they cover such an enormous scope in pricing, don't they? There's some systems that like $20. There's others that over $1,000+, aren't they? You know, they tend to be more broker focused. There's, you know, we got hundreds of agents utilizing them. So when it comes to pricing, it's all over the place, isn't it? And you know, I'm very AI pro to some degree, and I utilize a number of AI tools. But I had a consultation yesterday with an agent, and they had gone to certain providers, and they're really pushing AI, and it can send custom email, blah, blah, blah. And I just think it's a horrendous idea because, as you know, apart from paid campaigns where you're just sending a touch on the shoulder, if you want to get anything from email marketing, you've got to spend a bit of time and effort on it, haven't you? Your team spend a fair bit of time on your monthly or weekly or monthly newsletters, don't you? You're not going to get any value really by just knocking off something and not spending any time on it, are you?
So pricing is certainly an idea for a CRM system. Now, there's two levels of conversation here. If you are a manager or a broker or somebody in a leadership role, team leader, my opinion about CRMs changes dramatically. For the agent, I got to be honest with everybody on the show, including John, not sure how much sense it makes. The only time that it's going to make sense to really operate effectively or at a high level on a CRM is when you are really managing a lot of data, like a CRM system. And I really don't like that the CRM systems today generate 90% worth of data that really will have little to no value to you. And they tell you that your job is to sort through it. Okay. I would never do that. I've been told to do that as a salesperson, so I speak from experience. Yeah. I don't want to call 9 people who hang up on me to get one that doesn't. I've done that for my entirety of my career, John. And it is not effective in today's market anymore. Right. Marketers should be able to sort through and get you at least people who are willing to have a conversation, not a sale per se, but a conversation. Yeah. So the CRM, how do you identify your needs? If you're a team lead, it's going to depend on how many people you have, what their experience is, and do you think that they're compliant? Will they actually use a tool that you put in front of them? And then you have to ask yourself the question, how deep is the well of these people's ability and will to learn? And then you also have to ask your question, how convinced are you if you make them do all of that the tool is going to be effective? You get one shot at this as a team lead. And I speak from a guy that's run very big call centers. The amount of times that I've watched bad implementation of CRMs destroy the entire morale of entire groups of salespeople is beyond counting. You can't send people to a tool that's not going to improve their life, the life of the customer, and the business mechanics. You can force them to use it for sure, but you will pay a price if you do. Look at Command as a prime example. Keller Williams is losing a lot of agents over their implementation of Command. It's an okay tool, but they released it half-baked, underestimated the time that it was going to take to make by 2, and forced people to run their business through it, which is such an obvious information money grab that they're just paying the price. If they had done it years ago, it wouldn't have been a big deal. The fact that they were trying to play catch-up to other people who established businesses using this as a base model, a CRM, and Keller Williams is a company that's been around for longer than this was an issue. So they tried to play catch up with a sales force that probably was working for them and staying with them because they appreciated the fact that their information was their own. And they took that and spit in its face in order to try to control the data and keep and like establish more value inside the company. None of that was really great for the sales team. And I've heard more calls, John, in anger and people leaving that brokerage over this issue than any other type of issue ever presented to me as it relates to Keller Williams. So when you're a team lead, take this right CRM for you. Oh my goodness gracious. I hope that all of you have taken the temperature of your sales team. We don't live in an era where people are autonomous anymore, or automations or whatever they call them. It just doesn't work like that. People in the US have a lot of will. If you're going outside the country for your CRM implementation, you've got a much better shot at people simply following your directive and using the CRM. Here in the States, it's a very tricky proposition as a team lead. So be very careful. If you're going to give it to them for free, which is what most of you opt to do with KV Core, Chime, systems like that, okay, I hope that you've got something that's really cool and doesn't just look cool like Chime, but actually is cool.
They're changing their name, aren't they?
Yeah, they changed it already. It's something different now.
I always get worried when somebody has to change the name of their core product.
Well, that's because they named it after a financial services company.
Oh, right.
Let's see here. What did they get? You're right. They are changing it. Yeah. What are they changing it to?
I can't remember. Some of the consultation I did yesterday brought it up. And, a lot of people look at... See, the other thing is, folks... Hopefully Robert would agree with this, because I think you were spot on what you just said, is that a lot of agents, they don't write down what... They haven't worked out what kind of agent they are. Are they this personal, building these close, personal, tight relationships? But on the other hand, you can... But I found it very rare that the agent that's kind of built these close, personal relationship model can then do internet leads effectively, or do invest in content marketing, like when they're SEO, when they're going with you and your team. I find it very hard for them to be able to combine both philosophies at the same time, which is regrettable, because I think if you can, that's a really strong model. But I found very few agents, either they're in one camp or they're in the other camp. That's what I found. I don't know, what have you found?
One camp or versus the other camp being, I'm sorry, what was the
principle? Either building a very small group of very, they keep very tight with a small group of past clients who then refer friends and family to them, or they generate leads through Zolo and they move on and they try and generate their own leads through their website, basically.
Yeah, I mean, usually there's a lot of camps when it comes to the managing of information. You've got bespoke real estate sales and service people who pay a lot of attention to all of the interactions with their customers. And most of the tools today aren't built for that agent. And then you've got more volume providers, lead generators, because that's what every single real estate agent has been trained is the way to go. And I mean, shit, man, that's why I've got a company. I just disagree with most of it. I disagree with the idea of why we're managing a relationship with a customer. Like if you're getting to know somebody, John, and you're a real estate salesperson and you're establishing an actual relationship, which is becoming rarer and rarer. Look at all the conversation that we're having right now. We're really not talking about the core fundamental idea of you and I have a relationship. I know, do you like dogs? Do you like to go out and eat sausages? Where do you like to shop? Why would any of those things be relevant? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a dead and dying principle, but real estate agents can get paid as much as $30,000, $40,000 on a commission. I'm sorry, but you should know if your customer likes to shop at Costco and how far our houses that you're showing them are from Costco. Somebody's paying me $40,000. I'm going to know those things. Like, I just am. John, that to me is a customer record. Like, why? That's where you might use a CRM. leave notes, find, like, create maps. That's the way you do it today in a modern world. You'd point out on some maps, you'd do a Zoom call. You wouldn't take the client everywhere. You say, okay, these are your services. This is what's close to this house. This was close to the other house. All things being equal, the price of these two homes being somewhat similar, these are the schools that are here and these are the schools that are there. You know, do you, like, I'm giving you the data that you need to consult with you on a home, like, location change and a lifestyle change. And if you're using a CRM for that to track that kind of deep relationship building, great, do it. If all you're doing is looking for something to manage your email chain to somebody until they call you so you can sell them something, that's barely a CRM. That's more like a lead generation system.
Yeah, but the fins have all got combined, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. You are right. CRM feature, and actually that's a good segue into our last or next to last subject, which is CRM features to maximize your database. And you've got a lot of really great things, and I don't disagree with you, but I would love for you to dive into this and explain what you think the valuable tools are to help database management.
Well, you know, I think you should have your own website, and I think WordPress offers still the best platform for real estate agents, but it depends on the contract, doesn't it? Like with Agent Image, they're building on what, because you work for them. Mm-hmm. They build on WordPress, don't they?
Yeah.
But do you own, if you have paid for the website with them, do you own it?
Technically, yes. What they do is they lock down your ability to install and add plugins. But yes, you do own it. And yes, if you initiate a customer service request, they will eventually send you your files and allow you to leave with the website, which is definitely ownership.
Right. So you do. So that's why I think, because that's the same system with MailRite. If you want to move from us and you paid everything, we will migrate it somewhere else for you, right?
Right.
So having your own website, save search, you know, being able to search the emails, well, you can do that with our system, the emails that you set up in our campaigns, they're all searchable, and you can do a monthly newsletter in our system, right? It's all utilizing Gutenberg blocks, and we're using Cadence, which is very fast now. It's one of the fastest platforms to build websites on because it's native Gutenberg. So we've integrated all our websites now to utilize Gutenberg. IDX integration, we use IDX Broker. I know you do as well. Mm-hmm. I think they're still one of the best solutions for WordPress. KeepTrack. Yeah, our basic CRM, it's nothing like Follow-Up Boss, but it's not designed to be Follow-Up Boss because I personally think unless you've got your power user or you got a lot of leads or you've got a power team of 10, 20 agents, then you probably do need something like Follow-Up Boss. But if you're not that, I don't actually think you do need it. Automatic test email. Well, that's what you get with our system, but that is what you've mentioned. That's lead generation, but the things have all got kind of all merged together, haven't they?
They really have. And I don't, it all depends on how this stuff is executed. But for the most part, John, I'm starting to feel like most CRMs, like all of the things that come custom with the CRM is basically more white noise. And white noise is never good. But as the market turns and we slide into a real estate recession, which is where we're at right now, you want to be paying attention. Those people who are not paying attention to their marketing, who've been hitting the send button on automated emails that came with their CRM, and Follow-Up Boss even has stuff that comes with the CRM. You don't want to do that. You're just sending out white noise to people. And in a good market, sometimes they'll deal with it. In a bad market, they're not going to deal with it. and you're going to watch your lead flow drop to zero. You got to customize. Like, even if you're going to use an automated tool, it needs to be customized. You need to pay attention to the titles of the emails, the titles of the text messages, make sure that they make sense. Real estate agents have been taught and trained that they can tune out of their marketing. And I just think that that's wrong. And right now, I think the results that people are seeing from tuning out are starting to really make everybody just sit up and take notice. Like, oh shit, I'm not getting calls. Well, yeah, you're not in the middle of a white hot real estate market that is the best it's ever been in all of history. Like, yes,
we came up in this conversation yesterday, and I won't name it because I don't want any aggro, but they're putting it, the things that I totally agree, which you've just laid out, they're putting it even more on steroids because they're saying they can utilize AI to automate everything. Everything.
Sure.
And it's total nonsense, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the proliferation of useless information. But I've got good news for everybody listening to the show. It just means that the handful of you that are willing to go a little bit extra, read the stuff that you're sending out, not use AI, you're really going to stand out. Because most people are going to do exactly what John just said he was hearing about, which is they're going to use AI to leverage it in the wrong way. AI is brilliant. It's brilliant. If you could customize 80% of your stuff through AI, but then make sure that you personally touch 20% and you have a unique monitored message that something else did most of the heavy lifting to create, but you customized it so that there's some kind of inkling of your voice focused on your customer, then AI is going to be brilliant. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. But if you don't do that, you're filling the airwaves with noise, John. And I hate noise. I've hated noise for as long as I've been in marketing. It's one of the least favorite things about our profession. Now, in terms of your functionality list, I don't disagree with it. IDX integration is great. Keeping track of your touches. I think that the most valuable thing that most websites offer, which you can get, maybe you can get with your system or not, but I'm just going to be honest with everybody. The one thing that I don't argue about with Real Estate Webmasters, Sierra Interactive, is tracking the customer journey through the website using a tool other than Google Analytics, because Google Analytics does do it, but it's a big, robust tool. Even I find it at times hard to interpret, and I've been using it for 14 years. So asking somebody who's not me or John or a professional marketer to look at Google Analytics is asking a lot, for sure. So when your website tracks the usage journey, like somebody stopped it and looked at this property on your website 5 times, as an example, I would find that highly useful as a marketer. I'd find it even more useful as a team lead or a broker. Understanding what people are looking at is the first step to getting people to reach out to you. How do I customize my emails? What were you going to say?
We use a free product from Microsoft. Actually, I forgot the name of it. I've just gone blank. And it's really fantastic. And it shows the journey and it does heat maps. But you've got to get up to a certain, I think, because that's what you help your clients with, is to actually get enough traffic to the website. So doing this is worth the investment. I'm not disagreeing with you. The only element that I think we've got to make clear, it's only worth doing if you get a certain amount of traffic to your website, in my opinion.
Agreed. So automated texting and email marketing. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you have a list of 645 people that you've already talked to or that you've spent a lot of time and effort building a relationship with, I think automated email marketing and texting can be quite good. I think the market in general, think about what all of the people, all of you, you too, John, what everybody is spending their time on. Like, I spend my time in one or two fundamentally more productive and constructive Facebook groups that are monitored actively by people who are really delivering a lot of really great information. So Facebook groups are a surprisingly strong area, in my opinion, where I do focus some of my attention. And I talk to lots of other people who we're in exactly the same place. It just depends on how much contribution is being made and how good that Facebook group is. But email marketing, text messages, I delete 99%, 99.9, okay? Including the messages I get from my own clients that are property threads and things like that. I just delete them all universally. Why? There's no value in any of them. The only exception to that is my couple of clients that have followed my advice and are doing personal takes, hot takes on markets where they actually have something good to say. And then I do occasionally like open up a video because every now and again, I do get legitimately curious about what my client is saying about, let's call it like the Houston suburban market. If they can keep me engaged for 60 seconds, I'm like, wow, you did a great job. Like if you can keep me engaged, and here's what, guys, I still follow a couple of my favorite influencers inside the real estate space, such as Christoph Chu, because he's always got something freaking interesting to say about real estate in his particular area. And that's the point of personalized messaging. So email and automated messages that send somebody to really valuable, unique content, I'm all for. Use them. Use them ad nauseum as long as you've got someplace at some destination that is not AI generated, that is not a template, that is something that you or somebody that you trust is saying that you feel is really important and useful to the people that you're emailing to, then by all means. And if any, so people don't like you emailing text messaging at that point, they can jump off your list. Because if you're trying to provide value, you're doing your absolute best, then I strongly agree with most of the tools that we're looking at, like email and text message marketing.
Yeah, because with our paid quickness of response when somebody fills in a form to get the lead magnet or the information that's been provided, to respond back is important. But we provide a series of template of email and text, but they can be all customized, or the client can put their own in our system, right? We only provide templates to help them get going. But when it comes to the monthly or weekly or monthly newsletter, I think that's totally a different animal. I totally agree with everything you just said.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, ultimately, I'm not going to make any recommendations without CRM. John has a good one. Lion Desk has a good one. Chime can have a good one. It just depends what you want. They're all different. I've done a lot of reviews on a lot of these platforms. I've done a lot of really deep reviews where I've oftentimes found a license, opened it up, shown you what I did. So if any of you are curious about an individual thought about CRMs, feel free to leverage my website, inboundrem.com. You can all probably tell that I have a very unusual take on CRMs. As a guy that's used them his entire career, I'm not as hot on them as you might think that I would be. But at the same time, in the hands of an expert like me, CRMs can be incredibly effective as long as you've got somebody who spent the time and the energy to customize it for a team. So if you're that guy or gal out there, please understand, I'm talking for the average user this whole review. If it's you and you're an expert, yeah, we can customize HubSpot. I know how to do it. I can get in there and create a whole workflow for my team and then assign it to them, train them on it, get them going on it. And it will be valuable over the long term and we'll be able to track our data. From a leadership perspective, CRMs are necessary, John. So, which is why KV Core and Chime are blowing up as tools. You have to have your sales team on a CRM and you can either build one of your own or use somebody else's. Now, for those who are running teams, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but using somebody else's is definitely a riskier proposition. But anyway, how would you like people to get a hold of you? And do you have any final notes or thoughts that you'd like to add to what I just said?
Yeah, to my other business, I've got two CRMs. I know that sounds ridiculous, but for the email marketing and the automation, I use a WordPress product called Fluent CRM, and it's fantastic. It's more powerful than ActiveCampaign, and we use SendGrid as the back-end engine. I'm in partnership with SendGrid. I've been with them for 8 years, and I've got a special partnership relationship, and that's the engine I use for MailRite as well, but I also use it for, with WP Tonic, I use Fluent CRM, but I don't use it for my sales records, for the business logic. I use it for the marketing automation and the email. The other one I use for the business logic is I use Zolo CRM, and but their email marketing product, they've got a separate product called Campaign. It's pretty rubbish, but their core CRM, Zolo CRM, it's really quite good for that. But I wouldn't use it for marketing automation. I use Fluent CRM for that. So it really dependent on what your business model and what particular things you need. But if you want to have a chat, go over to mel-wright.com and you can book a free chat with me. And I'll be more than happy to go through all the things that I think you need to know and hopefully enlighten you. Back over to you, Robert.
I would say that if John is willing to have the conversation, I don't particularly want to have incredibly deep conversations directly one-to-one anymore about CRMs. I will reluctantly if you really need me to. John's willing to still do it because he's built one. And he may even be more knowledgeable at a certain level, like certainly through the Facebook integrations. I didn't know SendGrid until you just mentioned the name. I don't have an app that I use through my WordPress stuff. So I feel like you're definitely the guy to talk to in terms of WordPress integrations, what's possible, CRMs. If for those listening to the show, for the love of God, you've got an expert willing to have a conversation with you for free. I don't know that real estate agents...
Well, you're the expert on the power team, on the larger things. And that's where you've got a pretty big team, because that's where you're real... I haven't got your knowledge because I haven't worked in call centers. I on the WordPress, on the smaller size, I think I've got a few things. On the bigger size, you'd be the person to talk to, wouldn't you?
Probably. Probably, certainly with the teams, and if you have like questions about call center services,
I think you've got more knowledge of follow up, boss, than me. Because I think you've set up some really, really complicated setups in follow up, boss, haven't you?
5 to 10, maybe.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't say that. I would say that we've set up reasonably robust. We're like not the kind of partner that Wailopo is. But we're definitely not a beginner either. We're somewhere in the middle. And I don't like to spend a ton of my time in follow-up bots because inbound marketing and push marketing really are not the same, and they don't require the same level of follow-up. All we really need is a customized email drop or a market report update sent to an email list and let people flow back into the site, which does its job and creates the leads. All by itself. You don't really need to push or press. You know, other kinds of marketing do a lot of additional things, and they work. Like it's just a philosophy thing.
Yeah, I've looked at their API, but I haven't got in depth. I've looked at it a bit, but I've looked at more of the coding side, the API side, the integration side.
Sure.
I think it's time to wrap it up before... Because Robert's not been well, so he's been a champ to do this podcast. He couldn't do it last week because he was on death's door, and I had the heart. I just couldn't force him to do a podcast.
Showed up.
But you showed up. I'll give you that. I was impressed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. John, thank you, as always, for doing all the work and producing the show. I appreciate it. I hope the world does too. For those of you who've listened religiously to our show, do us a favor, thumbs up, like the thing wherever you see it. Mail right. If you like what we're doing, if we've ever helped you out and you have no intention of ever calling us, you can help us out a lot by interacting with wherever you found the show. Okay? That would help us. We would appreciate it.